Blog Talk Radio.
Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with the assistant of attorney Malisha Bass, Khalida Rafsanjani. Tonight, the interview is with Emmett Till's cousin, Ms. Priscilla Sterling. How is everyone doing tonight?
Good evening. Doing well, thank you.
Good evening. I'm glad everyone is doing good.
We're doing good.
Hi, Miss Sterling.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, everyone. The interview will be about Mr. Emmett Till. Like I said, Miss Priscilla Sterling is on the internet during the interview. Miss Sterling.
Yes,
one of my
ma'am.
First questions would have to be, do you feel you will ever get justice for your cousin, Emmett appeal?
No, ma'am. I really feel like we're not going to get justice, but we're going to keep pushing for justice. We know that Carolyn Bryan was never intended to be arrested, and the state of Mississippi upheld her freedom. You had political key figures involved, so no, we don't feel that we're going to get justice. That's the reason why we filed the lawsuit, to have Sheriff Ricky Banks to go and serve that warrant.
Those of you who will listen to this pre-recorded interview may be too young to know about Mr. Emmett Till. I'm sure most young people know about Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown Jr., who were both teenagers when they were murdered. Before then, there was 14-year-old Emmett Till. You just got through listening to his cousin, Ms. Priscilla Sterling. Ms. Sterling.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about the new evidence that you and your that was found in the courthouse, and the district attorney refusing to use it as new evidence?
I feel well. I'm going to say this. I want to know how the district attorney convened a grand jury when Carolyn Bryan was never arrested or indicted for kidnapping, accessory, or the murder of Emmett Till.
Okay, I understand. So you don't believe Ms. Carolyn Bryan will ever be arrested, basically?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. It'll be by the grace of God. But right now where we stand, because she has been free for so long. No, ma'am. So we pretty sure a civil suit will come behind this.
All right. Well, that'll be some justice. That, unfortunately, that may be the only justice you and your family get, but that's some justice.
Yes, ma'am, it is, but
yes, so you should
right,
be able to have her arrested and get money, but like you said,
you
don't think it's going to happen.
But do you not see how deep that is? That God, when he created the earth, he gave man ordinances. And for man to create the laws over the earth, to have dominion. And yet, he chose not to pursue the laws. He chose not to bring justice to those that break the laws. So where is the morality of man to do right by the laws that were created by him? See, this is, to me, bigger than Carolyn Bryan. This was supposed to be about laws being served based on creation. So Carolyn Bryan is still free. That's the reason why so many things have happened negatively behind her not being brought to trial, her not being prosecuted. But yet we find a warrant. We get a district attorney to go convene a grand jury. They talk in the grand jury of no billing her or not charging her or anything. But ask yourself this. How is it that a grand jury can convene on a person that has never been arrested or a person that has never been indicted? That's fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am, that's fraudulent. That's fraudulent by the state of Mississippi. That is fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So your cousin, Mr. Emmett Till, Ms. Sterling, has been dead about 68 years, am I correct?
68 years now. Yes, ma'am.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Well, how do you feel about President Biden showing the film Till at the White House?
Well, to me, it was the first step of them showing what black people in America have been going through for the last, over the last 400 years. So they bring a film to the White House to show a lynching to the White House for the world. I mean, at least you're trying to sympathize with black folks or just trying to garner support. But he did a due diligence to my family. But to me and to the rest of my family, what we would like to see him do is get on the bandwagon with us and help us prosecute Carolyn Bryant. Tell the sheriff to do his job, Ricky Banks of LaFleur County in Greenville, Mississippi. Why the sheriff is not arresting her? I went to Bowling Green, Mississippi, to her apartment where she stays. They know where she is. We've told them. But yet, they have not moved from out of Mississippi to arrest this lady in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So that's on the state of Mississippi.
If I may interject something too, Sister Angela, to Sister Priscilla's point, in your question, do we ever think she will get arrested? I say yes, because right now everything is working in our favor. Everything that has happened since the warrant was exposed in June of 2022, all of the work that Black Lawyers for Justice, Attorney Shabazz, and the other organizations that we are affiliated with, going from Bowling Green to Mississippi to North Carolina and wherever else we need to go. And as much as anything, what we are doing is rewriting Emmett Till's history. So it is upon her moral compass to decide if she wants the truth to be told out of her mouth or not. But before it's all over and said and done with, since they want to rewrite and leave our history out of our children's history book, this is the new history. So it's not about do we think she's going to get arrested. They're going to do what they have to do, and we're going to do what we need to do. That's it. The climate is now collectively us as a nation of people who have been under the servitude of this so-called government or whatever it is. Now is the time to just bring everything to the forefront. You cannot erase what is already done. So the efforts that are being put forth right now are being divinely ordered. We are obeying, and we're doing exactly what needs to be done to give Brother Emmett, his mother, his family, the rest that they need to have. That's all it is to it.
Well, that the Department of Justice that is in office now seem to be helping people with justice. I mean, that was George Floyd. They prosecuted him, and there have been others that have been prosecuted, like Ahmaud Arbery. The Matt Michaels in Georgia, it surprised me, but the Matt Michaels and the Ahmaud Arbery case, they got prison time.
And you know why that happened? Because Attorney Malik Shabazz was there front and center and present with our comrades. We stood in front of them to let them know that though what they did was dead wrong to Brother Ahmaud and all the other brothers and sisters who have fallen victim of this police brutality that is happening rapidly throughout our state, this is why our presence is necessary. We cannot sit back and allow these atrocities to happen to our people and become keyboard warriors. You have to go meet these people toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, and let them know. They can have all the laws and the books they want to have in their halls of justice. It does not matter. It does not matter. What needs to be brought to the forefront is, again, we are people in a nation that are on the uprise, and we're just not going to sit back and take it anymore and not wait for them. We're not going to sit there and let them just keep slaughtering our children and trying to cover it up. There's so many other situations and cases that the attorney is working on right now that it would just really make your head spin. Some make national news, some don't. The overall thing I'm saying again, you know, to the hostess, never forget that this fight is our fight. We can, you know, we can vote who we want to vote in, and we can not hold them accountable or hold them accountable to their positions, but if we don't stand in unity together, this is why they feel they can just trample on us and do the things that they do to us, and we won't stand and in defense of ourselves. Here we are presently fighting for justice for a young soul, a young brother that's been gone 60-plus years. I wasn't even born when that brother happened, when that happened to him. But again, as Sister said, this is God's will. This is nothing but divine intervention the way that it should be. And if we miss this mark in this moment, then we're just, it's a lost cause.
Right.
Yes, I agree with you that black people have really rise. The black race is. And I do hope you get justice for your cousin, Mr. Emmett Till. When you met with Ms. Sterling, when you met with the U.S. Department of Justice and served them copies, how would you receive with the Department of Justice?
We spoke with them for over 5 hours. Actually, they and flew in from, I guess, D.C., and we went into Oxford, Mississippi, to the Northern District Courthouse, and we sat there, Barbara Bossaman, and another, I think the U.S. attorney down there in Oxford, Mississippi, and we spoke about 4 to 5 hours on evidence, and before the warrant was found, we had already heard that there was a warrant, and we wanted them to look for the warrant. We've been knowing about there was a warrant out there. We just never had our hands on it and never knew exactly what the warrant stated as far as the charges that were presented against Carolyn Bryant. But after the warrant was found, we wanted the Department of Justice to reopen the case. Our Attorney General, Lynn Fitch, got on our news station and said that she didn't see no evidence to reopen the case. Again, we are telling the Department of Justice, based on this new evidence, based on we know where Carolyn Bryant is, to reopen this case. And our stance with the Department of Justice is reopen the case.
So you also met with the Congressional Black Caucus. Do you believe, does that give you a little bit of more hope that you would get justice?
No, ma'am. It still stands where it is. She's in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There's a warrant for her arrest. Sheriff Banks out of LaFleur County refuses to serve that warrant, and we're in the same shape we were in 1955. The laws do not pertain to black people as it does to our white counterparts. No one is above the law. Carolyn Bryant should be charged with kidnapping, accessory, also murder. Why she's not being arrested or pursued, that has something to do with our government. They are not upholding the law.
All right. Okay, I understand how you feel. I'm getting the feeling, impression rather, that you would rather have justice than a film. That's my impression.
Ma'am, repeat. You said I'd rather have what now?
It sounds like to me that you would rather have justice than a film.
Of course.
Am I correct or am I wrong?
I would rather have justice. Ma'am, did you know, ma'am, I would rather have any time justice. Yes, ma'am. We need justice. We don't need a movie.
So do you have much hope considering there was a Nazi over in Germany that was prosecuted for helping murder 3,500 Jews? Does that give you any encouragement?
Any encouragement? Because we're dealing
ma'am.
With a whole different type of can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We're dealing with a totally different type of beast, meaning white supremacy has are, I mean, white supremacy is so deep ingrained in the people here in the state of Mississippi till I don't, it does not matter what's happening around the state or around the country. They are just adamant about protecting and doing what they want to do. It has nothing to do about what's morally right or wrong. It is the power, the powers that be, the white supremacist structure of not prosecuting them because of the power they have.
I understand that. I get that about white supremacy and white power. I deal with that too. Also, do you have a lot of black people standing with you? I mean, I know you
yes,
have
ma'am.
To help, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Well, turn it off. I'm on the phone. Well, you know, a lot of people, they still say, oh, that case is so old. Why y'all going after her? And she's going to die. She already living her days where she's been miserable. Well, it's not about that. It's about man upholding the law. It's about doing your due diligence of the laws that were created. And if you break those laws, you deserve to be prosecuted.
All right. I understand what you're saying, that you really want justice. I just believe that there will be justice. I believe the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. will take the case up. Not necessary.
I pray
the Department
that they
of Justice
take.
In Mississippi.
That the Department of Justice. Yes, ma'am. I pray that they do. We are praying that they do. Because now will be the time for them to try to correct this wrong. Meaning, if you have a person that has murdered somebody and they participated in an unjust, like kidnapping, and then the person ends up dying, that's capital murder. Then for you not to prosecute her, judges, lawyers, police, what does that say to America? What does that say to people, gangs, and white supremacy? It makes them feel enthralled. It makes them feel like they can't be touched. It makes them feel like they can go and continue to break laws. Because for one, you didn't go and prosecute a person out knowingly, kidnap and murder someone. So this is the problem. Be fair. Be just. Serve the warrant and show America that they do pursue justice.
How do you feel about the current day murders of all these black people who have made the news?
How do I feel about Karen murders?
No, the current murders in today's kind. Do you feel like if Callum Bryant was prosecuted, arrested, that this would change things for other families?
Yes, ma'am, I believe things would be totally different if a white woman had been prosecuted and brought to trial and taken to jail based on the crime that she had done. Yes, ma'am, but I also know that what happens in the world has everything to do with the nature of sin. It has everything to do with the morality of man and what man chooses to do with his time.
Yes, morality is important. If you don't have morals or morality, there's not much hope for you if you don't have morals, morality, and a conscience.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not much hope for you as a person.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, here I come.
So Attorney Malik Shabazz is representing you. I've interviewed Attorney Malik Shabazz numerous times. He's a great person and a great attorney.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he is, and we thank God that he was sent to us to help to pursue justice in this case. It is long overdue, and to be honest with you, not until Malik Zulu Shabazz had come on the scene, give us some type of hope.
So my understanding is that you are suing behind this last thing that happened with Carolyn Bryant not being served with the new evidence. Am I understanding you right that you are suing?
Well, we are suing the sheriff for not arresting, not serving the arrest warrant.
Hey, I'm on the phone.
Mr. Shabazz's assistant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
So, how does...
I'm here.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How does Mr. Shabazz feel about this case? Do you know? Are you at liberty to say?
Not specifically. I don't know how he feels, but I would venture to say that he would not have accepted this case if he did not believe in the justice that will be served.
All right. So when you all went to serve Ms. Bryant, was she there? Was Ms. Bryant there? I noticed a few months back, but was she even there to be served?
Well, we didn't go serve her.
We didn't
just
go to serve
there.
The warrant.
Yeah,
we
what?
Do know where she resides. We know where she resides, and her house has been located. Her location has been, you know, confirmed. But that wasn't our purpose of going there. Now, we do have a right as citizens under this umbrella of the United States of America, and if we want to make a citizen's arrest, we can. We're trying to, again, do it in the pursuit of the right way legally.
Right.
Well, I hope and pray everything turns out well. The murder of Mr. Emmett Till, the history of it is well known. It's well known that it sparked the civil rights. It gave the spark the civil rights needed back then. So hopefully in current day times you will get justice. It's a famous case. It's a well-known case. I'm sorry people are telling you that was a long time ago, that you should stop trying to get justice. That's unfair to you as a family member and his cousin. I mean, of course you want justice no matter how long it's been.
Right.
So that's not
But
unusual.
I wish, but I really wish, you know, after the Till bill back in 2007 was passed, they decided to go back with cold cases from 1979 on back. I would like to see the Till bill start on cases of today and go back from 2023 all the way back to 1979 and use the funds and resources that were given to the Emmett Till bill and use that money to help these families. The victim.
That would be a good thing.
That's what I would like to see happen as a family member.
Be quiet, boy.
For the Emmett Till bill, the money from it to help other families in current day times. Is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Instead of going, why would they create that to deal with cold cases all the way back when we got when we got cases up to date? Why would you wait for the perpetrators to die back from 1979 when you got the perpetrators that are committing these crimes right now and you can go get them? That does not make sense to me. And whoever was sitting on that panel that agreed to that, I want to go back and redo on the Till bill. Okay. That's what I want
to
do.
And apply it to
Pamela Renee, that's what we need to be working on.
Okay.
Let's go to the Hall of Justice and tell them to redo the TIL bill and focus on the cases today to help give money to the victim's family and not pay the investigators all this money, because we haven't heard, they're not putting it out in the news of cases that they have brought forward and actually arrested perpetrators of that time. We're not, I mean, it's very much important, but we want to focus on the perpetrators while they are alive. We want to go and get them. That's what the Teal family want to see happen. We want the perpetrators of today brought down to justice.
I definitely agree with that. And with that being said, also in terms of funding, I would encourage your listeners to support Black Lawyers for Justice, support the Emmett Till family, the Emmett Till Foundation. You can go to GoFundMe at Litigation for Emmett Till. All monies raised will serve purposely for litigation purposes only, because, again, this is ongoing. We haven't even been in a year of this, just a little over maybe 6-7 months since the uncovering of the warrant in June of 2022. So, again, I encourage you to please go to the GoFundMe Litigation for Emmett Till family and support and donate. We also ask you, when you see events coming up that we're doing in any community, if you're able to come and stand with us, because there are power in numbers. The more visible they see we are, and we are being due diligence about this, again, not just for Brother Emmett, but as Sister Priscilla just said, for other families who have been victimized by the government and or the police brutality that's happened throughout this country. And with that, I thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Priscilla Sterling. Is there anything you want to add or say?
No, ma'am. We just want accountability. We want people to know that no one is above the law, and every person should have equal protection under the law.
Yes, ma'am. Everyone should. You're right. Everyone should have equal protection under the law.
Yes, ma'am. That's what. Yes, ma'am.
You and your family. And I hope
I appreciate you.
Your prayers are answered.
Yes, ma'am. And we do apologize again for running over on a previous interview. Thank you so much for being patient with us.
Thank you. Thank you. That's okay. That's okay. I'm just glad you did the interview.
Yes,
Have
ma'am.
A good night.
All right. We'll speak with you soon. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, everyone. You've been listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. The interview was with Khalida Bastet. He's the legal assistant to attorney Malik Shabazz. The interview also is with Ms. Priscilla Sterling, the cousin of Emmett Till. As I was saying earlier, Mr. Emmett Till was murdered over 60 years ago. He was brutally murdered, and there's never been justice for his murder. I believe that in current day times, it was sent, if she was arrested, Ms. Carolyn Bryant, it was sent a message to other white supremacists that you just can't keep murdering people, people's children. You cannot keep slaughtering black people's children and black people's relatives. I believe it was sent a strong message to white supremacists. I could be wrong, but black people, we cannot just stand by anymore and just let them slaughter and murder. Okay, we have to do something. We have to unite. We have to do something. This slaughter here in America, the murder after murder after murder after murder, is ridiculous. Something has to be done. A message needs to be sent. If they don't do any more, then outlaw qualified immunity. It would be a start, and it would be a help. It's ridiculous to keep slaughtering people and killing people and killing people. It makes no sense. We cannot stand idly by and let them murder us. I don't care what anybody says about every situation, every case being different. That's slaughter. Black people are literally being slaughtered like hogs. And it's a fact. It is a fact that black people are literally being slaughtered. And for us to sit idly by and do nothing, there has to be unity coming together in the black race. You cannot sit by and wait till it's your family member or you yourself. You have to realize, as a race of people, that they are doing this to other families. Many, many other families. Like the gentleman said, Mr. Shabazz, Attorney Shabazz, the Attorney General, has many murder cases. I mean, it's called slaughter. And we cannot go around like we're asleep. It may be your family next. It may be you next. You cannot truthfully say and be 100% certain that it will not be you or your family member that's being slaughtered. To say that it's never going to happen to my family, it's never going to happen to me, you're living in a dream world. You are not conscious. It is happening. Black people are literally being slaughtered. Slaughtered like hogs. Wake up. That's all I can say. It's really happening. It's current day times. It's not just something you see on television. It is happening everywhere in America. Everywhere there are black people and white people, they are killing. That's a fact. It's all over America. The slaughter is all over America. Every state has black people being murdered. It makes no sense to be pulled over by a police officer for a speeding ticket and end up dead. It makes no sense. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. A simple traffic stop should not end up in death. Having a speeding down the road, running a stop sign, running a red light, should not end up in people being murdered. I feel like it's deliberate. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen carefully. Most of these are occurring because of traffic stuff. It's dangerous to call the police. But sometimes you have to call. It is dangerous to call the police if you're black. But sometimes you have to call the police. That you never know when you call the police if you are actually going to live through it. That's fact. This is current day times. This is happening now. This is happening now. I did a lot of interviews. They're slaughtered. There are women who are pregnant being killed. Miss Charlene Lyles, murdered. Murdered her and an unborn baby. She wasn't but 100 pounds. It's called slaughter. We have got to come together and stop waiting for it to happen to someone we know or somebody in our family, or it happens to us ourselves. You cannot continue to say on watching television, oh, that's horrible. Because what you really say, that's not going to happen to me. That's not going to happen to my family. That is just something I see on television. Guess what? It could happen to you. it really could happen to someone you know, or your own son or daughter. It is happening now. Think about all those murders that did not make national news. If there are this many cases of black people being murdered that is making the news, do you know how many more there probably are who are not making the worldwide news? Think about it. Think about it. And this is like a every month thing in America. Every month thing, somebody black is murdered. It's happening almost every month, every other week. A black person is being slaughtered. And you can't escape it. There's nowhere you can go and not know about murder. There are very few places that the police haven't killed the black person. That's just reality. Reality is it could be you who are killed by the police for running a red light, for speeding. Like I reiterate this. People should not be coming up murdered for running a stop sign. That's all I'm saying. What happened to Emmett Till is still happening today. But guess what? They're on camera. They're actually on camera murdering people. There's video footage. Emmett Till's kind of murdered in secret, taken somewhere by himself and murdered. They're no longer going to the woods and hanging people. Emmett Till was lynched. In modern day times, they have body cameras. They're openly slaughtering people on camera, not caring that they are on camera. Wake up. Black people need to unite. And to say, oh, no, it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen here. You are fooling yourselves. You are not awake. You are delusional. It's happening everywhere in America. Everywhere in America. It may not be your town. It may be a town hour from you, an hour and a half from you, but it's happening. So all I want to say in this show is saying, and I'm emotional about this, I have did a lot of interviews on murdered black people by the police. That's all I'm saying. As a journalist, I know I'm not supposed to be emotional. But it's happening all the time. So, basically, black people just stop calling the police. I know sometimes it cannot be helped. But police encounters, too many black people are coming up dead who encounter the police. That's all I'm saying. There are too many black people coming up dead who have encountered the police. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Emmett Till's cousin, Miss Priscilla Presley. Thank you.